So the translation was, it was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. And this was a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 1744. So Srila Prabhupada begins from with a point. It says that if we are benefited by someone, that we should feel obliged. So this is something which is very prevalent in Vedic culture. So it's to know that anything we can do is only by the grace of others. It's not to our own endeavor. And that's the main point really in this verse. I'm not sure if anybody can remember the name of the military science in terms of the Sanskrit. Yes, the Dhanurveda. So it says this military science was taught by Dronacharya. It's the art of throwing and controlling by Vedic hymns. So Srila Prabhupada says that actually the gross material weapons such as atomic bombs, missiles and so on, that are actually not as effective as weapons by like sound vibration. So he gave the example of Maharaj Dasarath. So Maharaj Dasarath, he was actually expert in this military science, and that's how he actually got cursed as well, that he killed a bird. Correct me if I'm wrong, if the bird was actually a sage, and he got cursed in that sense that his own life would be taken. So the example is given as well of Draupadi, of course, and Draupadi was feeling empathy with the mother of Ashwatthama. And can somebody explain what was the reason that she tried to actually persuade Arjuna with? Yes, Srinivasu.
Actually, with this instance with Ashwatthama, Jiva Goswami gives a more deep understanding on this topic. He says Krishna didn't want him to be killed because Dronacharya himself was a Brahmana. He shouldn't have fought against the Pandavas, but somehow in this way he misguided his son. So in order to balance it out, Krishna cut the jewel of his head off. So in that sense, he was killed, but not killed. So he satisfied everyone, because Bhima wanted him to be killed. But then Krishna didn't want him to be killed, and Draupadi sided with
Okay,
Krishna, and Arjuna sided with Krishna.
yes, thank you. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki.
Jai.
Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki.
Jai.
Shri Shri Gauranitai ki.
Jai.
So yes, that's the point, that he was a Brahmana, and also he was the actual teacher of Arjuna as well. So he actually was Arjuna's preceptor, and in terms of the actual in being indebted to the teacher, this was one of the reasons as well that it's not a very, being very grateful if you kill the son of your preceptor in that sense. And Srila Prabhupada, he goes on to say that we can't actually learn anything, in terms of, grammatical endeavor and so on. It's anything that we can actually learn is by the grace of the Guru. So if anybody can remember, what does Srila Prabhupada say that real success is? He makes a statement, yes, that real success is to be faithful to the Guru. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to actually quote a verse from the Satsvatara Upanishad. Can you recall which verse this is, I wonder? Yes, Achyutyanandavu.
Yasya deva parabhaktir tatha deva yatha deva tatha guru tasya arte kadita yarta prakashante mahatmana.
Yes, thank you, Bhu. So only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So by the mercy of Guru, one can achieve. This is just like, so Srila Prabhupada uses a common statement, and an analogy that, if you can remember, a common statement that Srila Prabhupada uses in terms of our, you know, allegiance to the Guru and so on. Okay, you can you remember, I wonder? Yeah, Srila Prabhupada uses a common statement which is used in terms of an analogy about, you know, how we should be with a guru. Yeah, if you love me, love my dog. So that's what we're saying, that we should be like, you know, like a dog. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions, how do we become a very dear dog to Krishna? It's also a verse from the, Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse as well from the Bhagavad Gita, but how do we actually become a dear dog to Krishna? No. But it's just a statement rather than the verse. Not what he said in this instance. No. So Srila Prabhupada says, because he has tried to broadcast the glories of the Lord, that's the qualification, that we actually try to actually broadcast the Lord's glories. So yeah, to distribute the message of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that even if one is a devotee, but they're not so grammatically perfect, but then even if a devotee tries to actually broadcast the glories of Krishna, and then that's actually, that's perfect. But if one is actually a very accomplished and like a good writer and so on, that in terms of their like being grammatically perfect, but if they're not an actual devotee, then we should not hear from them. So if you can remember the actual verse which was quoted in this connection. Yes, thank you, Ananda Krishna.
From first canto, tadvaga visargo janataga viplavo yasman vati shlokam abaddha vatyapi Namani Renta Seshon Kitania Shramanti Gayanti Granti Sadhavaha.
Thank you, Bhu. So that verse, it says that basically says that if one even though like this knowledge is imperfectly composed, it is accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So people who are actually sincere will actually veil of that knowledge, in a sense. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to mention that in terms of actually someone who is not a devotee, in terms of actually listening to him and so on, it's like, you know, giving milk to a serpent. So it's not actually going to benefit anyone. So I'd like to ask if there's any questions or any comments. Yes, Srinivasbu.
Prabhupada gave an example. I think Brahmananda was working with Prabhupada one time. Some man Prabhupada pushed Brahmananda aside. He pushed him. And Prabhupada said, this is what the Mayavadis do. They accept Guru. Once they achieve their perfection, they push the Guru away.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Srinivasbu. That was actually one of the points at the beginning of the lecture as well. So thanks for mentioning that. Okay. So thank you very much. That'll be it for today, unless there's any more comments or questions. Yes, Paramakrunabu. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Srila Prabhupada was speaking about not Dashrath killing the bird. He was just giving an example. There's a noise of the bird. You can't see the bird, but if one is one has this knowledge of weapons, Dhanurveda, then without even seeing the bird, one can shoot the arrow and the arrow will reach the bird. So yeah, he wasn't speaking, as far as I remember, he wasn't speaking about that Dashrath shot the arrow to the birds without seeing the bird. But there is an incident at the beginning of Ramayana where Dashrath, when he's a young man, he's in the forest and he ends up shooting a young boy, Shravan Kumar. And this Shravan Kumar is fetching water for his parents who are blind. And then he kills this boy accidentally, thinking this is some wild animal. He didn't actually see the boy, but he shot the arrow. And then Dashrath tells the bad news to his parents, and his parents are devastated and then curse him. Just as we've been separated, we're in lamentation due to separation of our son, you'll also go through this, and you'll also meet death. Just as you know, we're in lamentation and we're going to meet death because of the separation. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Boo. Yeah. I know in this instance Srila Prabhupada says in the lecture that he talks about he's mentioned as sabda veti, I can throw wherever the bird is and it will go and kill. This is called sabda veti. Maharaj Dasarath used it, therefore he was cursed that he would die being aggrieved when Ramachandra will be banished. But
Srila Prabhupada made the point that things become revealed by devotion, not just by education. So I just wondered if you could expand on that a little bit.
In terms of understanding Shastra, that it mentions a verse that to those who have implicit faith in the spiritual master, the imports of all Vedic knowledge will be revealed. So my understanding is that through devotional service, true service to the Guru that they will actually impart that knowledge, like it says in the Bhagavad Gita that the spiritual master will impart knowledge onto us because they have seen the truth, in that sense. That it's not academic, like a mundane academic, it's more revelation. Yes, Pirojanapu. Thank you.
That phrase, love me, love my dog, I don't know if it was mentioned I will follow, because a dog is faithful to its master. So, it's simple. It follows the master, but though he feeds him, he's still following like a dog. He's faithful. He's at his heels all the time, and also protective of his spiritual master too, his teachings. I don't know if that was mentioned that way when he said love my dog.
I don't think he mentioned the protection bit, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Vishal Prabhu. Thank you.
Sure. Just a question. Thinking, should we try to get a guru as soon as possible in our Krishna consciousness? Because the more we wait, naturally we get a lot of knowledge without having a guru. We feel confident, we feel all these things without actually having a guru. So when we do get a guru, does that our kind of value towards the guru is like becomes less if we therefore we should get a guru as soon as possible? Just a thought. I don't know if any devotees have any comments.
Thank you. My understanding is that in terms of taking shelter of a guru, in terms of an instructing guru, I think it's good to do that as soon as possible, like to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. But my understanding is that it's a guru is still, once in a lifetime thing, that it's not to be rushed, and it's to be only when we're ready and we can actually make that actual commitment in good understanding and knowledge. That's my understanding, is something which is very serious, and it's not to be, done prematurely. Yes, that's okay, Bichal.
Thank you.
And Priyojanpu.
I remember Mother Kalangana, when I asked her for her to be my guru, and she says, "Don't be foolish. I'm conditioned soul just like you. No, but you must find yourself a guru, a bona fide guru. That not expect somebody like Prabhupada. It's not like that. When you actually start to follow a guru, the reality is that you do if he's following Prabhupada, then you must take a guru, but you must also obey him and you find out actually when you take a guru, you're unsure of yourself anyway, but if you do follow him, then, and you try and please him, then that actually he is somebody that you can follow, that you are convinced, and because he's following Prabhupada anyway. So do it. He follows Prabhupada, and it's you know, it was like that for me. You know, I didn't realize when I got my spiritual master that actually he was a wonderful person, a wonderful guru, and but he was sticking to, no matter what, to Prabhupada all the time. All the time. And so moved from the being asking my a lady or woman to be a guru. No, Prabhupada says that's like she prostituting herself. Become a prostitute. No, we follow Prabhupada. Prabhupada says you women aren't gurus. You must follow Prabhupada in that way. And there's been also some controversy on that where people, you know, follow somebody and they're convinced by them, but the GBC don't approve.